Chapter 28 The cunning devices used by the devil to destroy completely those he has already drawn into sin. When the devil has enmeshed the soul in sin, he uses every means at his disposal to distract its attention from anything that would enable it to recognize the terrible condition into which it has fallen. The devil is not content to stifle every inspiration from heaven, and to suggest evil thoughts in their place, he endeavors to plunge it into new faults, either of the same or a more vicious nature by supplying dangerous opportunities to sin. Thus the soul, deprived of heavenly guidance, heaps sin upon sin, and hardens itself in its evil ways, floundering in the mire. It rushes from darkness to darkness, from one pit to another, always moving farther from the path of salvation and multiplying sin upon sin, unless strengthened by an extraordinary grace from heaven. The most efficacious remedy against this evil is the willing reception of the divine helps that will draw the soul from darkness to light, from vice to virtue. Let the soul cry out, Lord, help me, hasten to my relief, do not leave me any longer in the darkness of sin and death. Similar ejaculations should be frequently repeated. If it is possible, one should immediately seek the advice of his confessor against the assaults of the enemy. If this is impossible, one should kneel before a crucifix, or beseech the Queen of Heaven for compassion and assistance. Victory depends entirely on the diligent effort that is expended.